Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denominization and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
I told you that whenever the enemy wants to allow a generation walk in a perverse act, he does it by ensuring that people will not have the understanding concerning kingdom patterns. Am I communicating? Nothing kills faster than walking in wrong knowledge. The very moment the enemy succeeds in ensuring that you have the wrong knowledge, the enemy has killed you, because knowledge brings our life. I told you last week, Wednesday, that if God must give a man life, before he breathes, he gives you knowledge. You didn't hear me. All because inability to know what it is, you minimize mistakes. A wise man says the purpose of wisdom is to minimize mistakes. Am I communicating, church? So in order for you not to walk in the very life where you say, I wish I knew this earlier, God says, I have knowledge. God is good. So whenever you pray and fast like this, you open up yourself to countless possibilities. So please don't take this for a joke. I bless already. So let me say this before I start teaching. Why is it important that God wants the average believer to intensify in Bible study? It's because of two basic reasons. Number one, we live in a world of spirits where the enemy comes like lightning. Does it make sense? We live where? In the realm of spirits, whereby the enemy comes in form of light. Never think the devil will fight you by coming as a dark person. Or as a dark entity. The enemy projects whatever plan they have against you through lightning. That is why the temptation he used in fighting Christ came from the scripture. Are you aware that every temptation scheme the enemy deployed in fighting Jesus Christ was from the scripture? The devil asked Christ, if you claim you are the child of God, why don't you turn on his bread? In fact, and he called Christ the bread of life. So the devil was even prophesying to Jesus Christ himself, if it makes sense. He says, we know you are God's child, so bow down before me and let me give you power to rule over the kingdom. Are you aware you cannot enter into a state and not have power over the kingdom by submitting your head to the entity or the deity over the place? So you realize the enemy wanted to use the concept of honor to fight Christ. Talk to me, somebody. So every temptation scheme the enemy deployed was Bible here. So if God doesn't give you the sound understanding that the Spirit brings about life, you would misquote God. That is why we have a lot of Bible denominations who are acting as though they are truthful, yet they lack capacity in the Spirit. Talk to me, somebody. So I wonder why certain believers would want to live in the comfort of the home and not come to church on Wednesdays, or not even listen at all. You see, you will not know how far you've come in life until you check where you came from. You didn't hear me. That is why we keep telling people that in this life, watch me. God just told me this. This is powerful. God just told me right now that in our modern day, people know the price of anything, yet they don't know the value of anything. You didn't hear me. It looks like people know the price of everything and anything, and they have no idea of what the value it is. So the best of life God can give you now is to give you the understanding the scripture desires. If not, you pray in ignorance. You didn't hear me? One thing that makes prayer powerful is not the energy dissipates. You see, we can have energy, we can sweat, we may cry. You can join prayer sessions online. Am I communicating it? You can pray the whole night. You may think, okay, let me try and save some money. You would want to have certain things to guide yourself. And it will shock you that you will not command one tenth of God's ordained results for your life. All because knowledge is power. That's why whenever people come to church, and I see how some of you hold your phones doing Bible studies and not writing down any points, so you can go and do revision, I pity your life. I'm telling you. Some of you are so blindfolded that you see failure as good. Watch me. The difference between process and delay is God's voice. Did you hear me? The difference between process and delay was God's voice. Process, according to scripture, does not start when a man is stagnated. It begins when God begins to speak to you. You didn't hear me, church. If God is not speaking, it is a proof that you are stagnated. Because if God is taking a man through a season, even what he utters in silence is a voice. Talk to me, somebody. Am I communicating here? So whenever you come to church and you are asked to listen to what God is saying, listen not with the ear, listen with the heart. Because out of the heart comes from the life. I'm telling you. Sometimes when I'm teaching, I'll be seeing my children holding their phones, chatting in church, not putting out revelations. You have a short lifespan, I'm telling you. Hello? Watch me. I've been teaching people for years, and I can tell you that the enemy can easily sweat your life. Did you hear me? The enemy can cheapen your life. Look at me. I hear people say, because God is ever good and ever faithful and ever loving, no matter how far we go, his love will bring us. Listen to me. Listen to me. I have come to tell you by revelation that God has a way of giving men love as a token of who he is as a person. But in place of giving men the blessing they deserve, he wants to look at the covenant they have. Are you aware he had to brood Moses for 40 years to save two people's life? Did you hear me? Out of the 2 million people that followed him from Egypt to Canaan, only to enter there. Even though he claimed he would take them all because the 1 million and whatever left, at a point they were so comfortable with the physical life that it was hard for them to understand God himself. So God says, die here. Enjoy your honor in pain. Talk to me, church. So this life is not a cheap life. Am I communicating to somebody? Praise God. Somebody gave us a testimony and it's still shocking. This person told us how the first day she joined our online platform, how she had fiber for more than 10 years. And then I spoke on water for and God says, as you enter into the world for checkup, it will be different news. For 10 years, so she checked and realized that there was no fiber in the stomach. Disappeared like that. Praise God. Oh, hello. And then you see, I've been teaching about destiny here, right? I spoke intensively on our Zoom platform. Powerful service, my God. And told her that I'm seeing that they're doing a discussion about you. This, that, wanted to fire you. But you know, God says angels are being sent ahead of you. And this will happen, that will happen. Go for this job. Now, how can somebody be in America? You work for 2 days and they're paying you for 5 days. Does it make sense? Mama says miracles are things you can't explain, but your eyes can't deny the product. Do you believe that? You can't explain, but your eyes would help you do the talking. Lift up your hands. May God grant you a miracle in the name of Jesus. Scream and say, I believe it. Am I communicating here? So everything about life, David says, flings from the depth of a man's heart. So you have to, you see, you need to learn more than what you know now because the days are dangerous. Apostle Paul says the days are perilous. Too evil. Tonight's teaching seeks to redefine your thought patterns. I'm telling you. So you know that life is not a joke. Because everything you do in life has its own mark and its own specificity. I told you last week Friday that the whole concept of God's blessing isn't only about giving you what you want. As important as it is for a man to have an evidence backing their faith, it's more about the identity they uphold. I repeat. There has to be something a man receives in the physical world that makes him to be loved, respected by people, society, and systems. But in God's dealing, he doesn't intensify in what a man receives. Because there are systems that are responsible for results in this kingdom. A man can choose not to believe in Jesus, but believe in the law that guides the physical system of the world and still succeed based on their own definition. It's sad how believers will preach this day and would want to make reference to people who don't have any honor for Christ as success. You didn't hear me? I understand what they mean, but when you try to bring history that is out of Bible context, you don't give revelation, you give heresy. Do you know why? Because nobody rises in life into prominence without a spirit. So not everybody can be verbal, yet it is possible. You didn't hear me? Who taught the baby at 2 months old to slap you?
the child are 2 months old. The baby has nothing. All because you realize from the inside, intrinsically built, we are meant to be spiritual men. Did you hear me? So sometimes in our modern day world, when people are preaching to the church about success, it's more about what God can do for them. Hey, this person has a car. Can't you see that? This person has a house. Can't you see that? Now, don't get me. These are important things. Remember that whatever you know about the world today came because God actually made Israel as a powerful nation. So it wasn't just based on spiritual knowledge here. Physically, they were blessed. Talk to me, somebody. I hope you're aware that Noah was actually like an architect. So God knew that if I give him this vision to save the world, he has a physical gift and talent that help him build up an ark. Now, even today, people can replicate that. Talk to me, somebody. Oh, hello. You realize that Aaron was educated. He was schooled. He could speak. So when we talk about success, we don't want to sound so spiritual that we forget the impact in the physical world. You don't clap your hands yet. Hello. Because it looks like it's easier for us to acknowledge what is visible to men, right? And say, these things are successful things. But you see, it is too wrong. I'm telling you. Because most of the people that God called them successful didn't actually have their faith in God because of these physical things. It was beyond that. Abraham didn't have a child before he felt that God was good. He knew God was good years ago. So at a point, the child was no more a burden to him. Talk to me, somebody. You see, when your problems don't become a burden, Jesus steps in the case. Because he knows that now you are serving him not because of what you want, but because of who he is. Talk to me, church. Because God knows that, you see, pain can cause a man to be humble. That is why people never get to believe the confession of a poor man. Because when things are tough, you are humble. You have no option than to be humble, true or false. I'm telling you. So God knows what your heart is connected to. So he knows that if I'm to give you answer, what is more important isn't the miracle, but the soul. Because what makes you comfortable can kill you too. Nothing in life grows in comfortability. I'm telling you, church. So I told you, God's definition for success has got nothing to do with what I receive. There's a responsibility in that mention that even if God does not tell you, your wisdom will tell you to do this work in that realm. I'm telling you. So it's more about understanding what God thinks of me. Oh, Nama Shevele Moses. Are you blessed? Oh, are you blessed? Now, do you know Anna the prophetess? The Bible talks about a woman of God that was married and then the husband died for more than 80 years. And she decided to live in the house of God. And all she could do was to pray that her eyes would see the Savior of Jesus Christ Jesus. Am I communicating? All right. Now, my question is, she lived her whole life in a temple praying that Maranatha come. It means let God come. Now, watch me. If she had lived in our end time generation, you would call her a lazy woman. All because you didn't hear what God told her to do. You didn't hear me? Because you were not there when God spoke. See, God's call is a conference call. So when he speaks, not everybody can hear. You feel that because you've been called into the crowd, somebody cannot be called into the secret. You didn't hear me? Because you feel that your message must touch men. Whereas God says, with her inbuilt capacity and the integrity she carries, she can only speak for spirits will hear to her voice. Because you may do certain things in the physical realm that you may not have the power in the spirit to command results. So God, let her do the job. But such people are hidden. They cannot be exposed. Because if the evil man's finding, he will kill them. Hey, Moses was so powerful, like unto God says, let me bury his dead body. Talk to me, church. So you must be very careful how you describe success. I'm telling you. If you really want to call yourself successful because you're married, when the marriage didn't come from God, think twice. Because anything a man begins that God did not start, the devil's behind it. You didn't hear me? Watch me. Then he told me that if the devil does not get you when you're a child and he gets when you're old, he has still gotten you. Do you know why? But it's more painful when he gets you up there. Because in 40 years, you have built credibility. In 40 years, you have built integrity. In 40 years, you have built inner tenacity. Talk to me, church. You have allowed life build hope in you. So when you fall for 40 years, physical dividends, everything will go off. Am I teaching here? These are powerful stuffs. So when I see how our European mothers and fathers, they are working so hard. They want to build a house in Africa. It's not bad. It's very good. But I pray you have the life to live that life you want to have. Does it make sense here? Because it's funny how people came with nothing, assuming they will leave with everything. And even left, forgetting who they were. So God says, success is identity. Do you hear that? Identity, not just about a name, but the image you bear. Lord, help us. That's powerful. God is good. You see, watch me. There are many things God has placed in the image of man. Did you hear that? God has encapsulated a lot of things in the image of man, in the sense that he is the ever-flowing river. And he's streaming out possibilities from his bowels into many things. So whatever system or whatever place you stand in a spirit would give God the ability to touch as he has said. Does it make sense? So you might not even understand why you do certain things, but it is to his own glory that you obey his voice. Do you know why? Because you have become a system that brings about availability. How am I teaching here? So God says people are not successful for what they have. You see, when you see people that are blessed in many things, ask them what they do. Trust me, friend. Does it make sense? Don't sit and say, because I don't drive this car. I don't know. Africans are like that. Do you know it's common for someone to believe that you are good because you are poor? Do you hear me? I don't know of other nationalities, but where I come from, my country, eh? My country. I don't call the name. My country. We believe that if you are poor, you're a good person. If you are up there, yahoo. We believe in late arrival. Talk to me. So if you're a professor 23, you're a demon. But the English man who doesn't believe in the things you know, that you assume that they're not spiritual, would actually applaud somebody at that age. Talk to me, somebody. It's identity. Are you blessed?
Yeah.
So I told you that now that you have the understanding on the laws that are responsible for success, beyond all the things you do, you must understand that there's something called destiny. Now, I made you understand that destiny, according to God, has got nothing to do with the future a man receives or becomes. Hear me? Many people have this perception that life has been templated in seasons. So when they are done with one level, God takes them to another level. So when things begin to go well for them, they now call it destiny. It's basically when it begins to profit the people around them. Now watch me. Destiny is not time-oriented. Destiny is not what a man becomes at age 50. Now, there are physical benefits and there are futuristic evidence that will give us the ability to perceive what God has said. But destiny in this state has got to do with the life in Christ at work in you. Oh, this is powerful. What teaching you? These are word-based teachings. My God. If God says destiny, so for instance, let's say somebody wants to be a nurse and the person fights his or her dream to become a nurse. Now, on the day of graduation, you say this person has fulfilled destiny, isn't it? Because you feel that since this person wanted to be a nurse from infancy. Now, God, it is very true, but destiny in itself, from God's perspective, does not start with a man's gift or talent. The fact you are passionate about a dream that they came to pass in your fulfilled destiny. Because where you were born, where you are, where you want to go can inspire how you do your things. Am I teaching here? The fact you've always been passionate about helping people, that God had to give you something in honor of that passion, doesn't mean that you fulfill destiny. Hello? Sometimes we always describe destiny as people fulfilling dreams, and God says, no. Destiny is something spiritual, not physical.
It is about the life you have that God can depend on to do his things. Because you are God's tool of expression. So on Friday, I gave you a very good example here. I'll show you no time. The Bible says Abraham told his servant, Eliezer, to go in search for a wife for his son, Isaac. You know, Abraham was a man of the spirit indeed. God told him, as you leave your father's house, never come back again. And that was the last time he came there. Even when he wanted to go search for a wife, he says, let me send my son, because God told me never to go back again. Your authority is in obedience. I'm telling you. The guy went there and prayed and said, Lord, I don't want to choose any wrong woman for my master's son. So show me what to do. He prayed a prayer and God brought Rebecca. Now watch me. You never hear about Rebecca for a very long time until God gave her the fruit of the womb. And God spoke to her and not the man, that the babies you carry in your stomach, the lesser one would be the greatest. And then the firstborn will serve the younger one. And her job was that you will stand and then do as God has said. So when the time came for Isaac to bless them, what happened? The Bible says, Rebecca had to do everything possible to bring forth Jacob and talk to the church to receive the blessing. Now, the Bible says after that event, we didn't hear of Rebecca again. Now, you would have called her a failure because you didn't hear of any productivity from her place. Meanwhile, God says you are called to do one thing. Yours was build up all the systems to ensure you have enough sensitivity. So on the day destiny beckons on the life of Jacob, you are there to help him. Because what may look 2 seconds in the flesh may take 20 years in the spirit to build up. So we know Rebecca was good in the kitchen. She could cook. Hello? She may have had business ideas on how to bring about food and say, do something that gives us money. But just because the Bible didn't make mention of that doesn't mean that there wasn't anything she was doing. Remember, you cannot be an Israeli woman and not be productive. Hello? Listen to the testament of King Solomon. Hello? So you realize that all these things were there. But God's dream for her life was that become the person that I can depend on to bring about salvation. Because Gentiles are dying. But I'm seeing 2,000 years to come how I come and save the world. But let me start from you. Because God honors destiny in time.
Oh.
Praise God. So just watch this. So if she was the one that God could entrust at the age 40, right, to bless the life of Jacob to receive the blessing God has in mind for her. God trained her for 40 years for something that took place in 2 minutes. Meanwhile, that benefit has landed forever. So there's nothing like small time in the spirit. Am I communicating here? So God doesn't want you to think that your destiny has got to do with something you love to do, but something God depends on to do his thing. That's destiny. But you see, he would always give you something a man can benefit and profit of. So the loss of the world does not catch up with you, but in essence, it's more about him and not you. Am I teaching, friends? That is why I keep telling people that you are not your job, you are your destiny. Did you hear that? You can be a powerful nurse. You can be a powerful lecturer. You can be anybody in life. But he wants you to know that your alignment to his will, to his purpose, to his life, to his call, would give him the audacity to do things with ease. You see, the reason why God would hide certain dimensions from you as a person is because he knows how the enemy can easily, he can easily take you from his system by giving you pride. Watch me. Some of you are eagles in the spirit. The physical realm will not permit you to see them. You hear me? Any revelation that you see among the entities in the heavenly that are close to God talks of the dimensions of a man in the spirit. Study your Bible. The Bible says there are 4 living creatures that have surrounded God. Am I right? He said the last face of the person looks like a man. Now, remember there were 3 animals mentioned. Talk to me, somebody. One had got to do with the lamp. Am I right? Now, this, you see, they talk about the dimensions of a man in the spirit. So God says there are some men, you see them, and in spirit they carry an eagle figure. And that you just, if you see them, you'll be in fear. So God has encapsulated them in human bodies. So Jesus says, never look at any man and call them a man, because I see who they are.
So everybody will see John the Baptist as somebody eating wild locusts and taking honey. Now, you'll be like, you'll be a madman for living in a bush. Meanwhile, the destiny on his head was that of Elijah's own. And if you're Elijah, you can't stay among people. You stay in the wilderness. Talk to me, somebody. Praise God. So, please, whenever God talks about destiny, talking about ensuring that we have the life that he wants us to have, so he can depend on us to do his things. I bless already. Clap your hands, somebody. All right. Praise God. Are you blessed, please? That is why I keep telling people that, you see, you don't choose what you want to do in life. No. Because it is not about you. It's about him. When you try to emotionalize what you share with God, you'll be hurt by the thing he does. Because you would want God to understand your feelings. When God respects your feeling, he becomes your servant. The day God tries to understand you, he becomes a child. You can't father him. Does it make sense? What makes you the child of a woman isn't just because she gave birth to you, but the fact you can control the child by how you feel. Why do you think mothers can't stand afar and look at a baby with one eye and a baby will act out? Or because the feeling has been placed in the child that if the mother acts this way, you must act. Talk to me, somebody. So God didn't create himself and created you that you would do what you feel like doing. He is God by himself. He was God before you came into being. Talk to me, church. Are you blessed? So never in your life get to a place where you feel that you must serve the Lord by doing what makes you comfortable. Somebody say glory. Yes. It's got nothing to do with how you feel. It's about what he says. Somebody say destiny. Am I teaching you? You see, it is possible for someone to walk in life and not walk in destiny. Does it make sense? In fact, there are two lives that govern us in this world, the physical life and the destiny life. I'm telling you. Do you know that you can live a life of total happiness? Two of us. Do you know there are people who are also Christians like you who don't go to church? Hello? But they believe that when they serve God in their homes, God will hear them. Oh, you don't know. I want to throw a bomb. Let me say this. Years ago. Sometimes God has to give you different people so they will help you walk in life. So when you meet their kind, you don't react. Because you see, when you are down and you meet people who hurt you, when you act, no one will see it. But when you're up and you act, people will be disappointed in you. Do you know why? Because people don't care about who offends you, but what you do afterwards. You didn't hear me? Do you know any member here can insult a pastor? Let the pastor react. Talk to me, church. Meanwhile, they know what they did in spirit. You didn't hear me? Some of the people who offend you, they know what they did in spirit. 90% are witches. They know what to do to you. So when you act in wisdom, they're like, wow, you've caught us. That is why wisdom is a spirit. A member came to church and said that the members are leaving the church because they don't like your prophecies. Can you imagine? So you scare them by telling them their secrets. So in this country, if you must prophesy, come and tell them in your ears. I said, uncle. Of what essence is giving public testimony then? Hello? I mean, the prophet should be matured to know what to say in public and not what to say in public. So why then would I have to tell people in their ears what God says, publicize it? He even told her, he says, write the vision down and make it plain. Let everybody read it. Write it plain. See, because people are scared. And funny enough, I also had few men of God telling me the same thing. And God to me, never do that. So I'll still do my service and so prophesy as usual. And then one time I felt like, okay, you know one thing, let me stop and then let me just do what people are doing. God told me that since I created myself, I should take care of myself. When you do what honors man, you have dishonored him. Does it make sense? Because he has called you, not men. Sometimes we have this feeling that ministry is about doing what will make people happy. Ministry is first you and God before men. That is why worship is not ministering to people, but ministering to the Lord. Does it make sense? Now, when I look at the souls that have been blessed, and I'm just wondering, so just imagine I was so inconsistent with God's law, and I made up my mind to be a man because of 200 people. Look at the 1,000 getting blessed every day. I praise God. Am I communicating for me? I'm just wondering. We gave out borehole last year in Cameroon, and we heard that people are driving from their other parts of the southwest to come and take water and go because there's no water there. God is good. And I told the people not to put my picture there because God told me that we should put the quotation that says, I am the living water. He that drinks of me will never go thirsty. And we place a confession prayer on the thing so that when you are led by God, you can pray a confirmation at that spot. It may shock you that someone will be moved by God to see that and will be moved to hear God himself. I'm telling you. So you can live life and enjoy yourself and not live destiny because you do what makes people happy. One thing that will make you know you're walking in destiny is that people don't like you. What you do, you provoke demons. Watch me. Nobody watches you harder than the person that hates you. Do that. Those who have updates about you are those who hate you. When people keep telling you, I hear about your life every day, because they have interest in hearing what is bad. When they want to hear what is good, they hear what is good. They hear me. When there was this building that got burnt in Nigeria, Christ Embassy, when others were screaming, shouting, some were seeing a better projection. You hear me? Those who were crying, Lazarus had died. He says, no, he's sleeping. He can't die because I'm the life. I'm the resurrection. You hear me? Ow! Hey, don't limit your vision to people who have no life. They would emotionally break you. They will psychologically fight you. They will act in a way to demean yourself. The people that will match your destiny will meet you one day. They will call you king. I'm telling you. What? Ona maruta vele maskita lamante. Are you blessed indeed? So don't live life and neglect the voice of destiny. Please, these are deep things. Don't live life and neglect destiny. Don't. It's a risk. When I see how people want to rate success based on what they've become, I think twice. Some, he gave 5. Some, he gave 2. 1. You see? It's about what God is doing per time. Let me give you a physical example here. A man of blessed memory called Miles Monroe, one of the biggest and greatest preachers, too gifted and too blessed, right? He didn't have a big church. In fact, almost all his meetings were small. And he would preach and tell the people that he has the biggest church in the world. And people didn't understand him. Because he was telling them over time that the church is in the building, but the heart. Now, almost every preacher cannot preach about purpose and not refer to him. Literally, if you want to preach about life, you have to mention the thing he says. From the greatest philosophers to hello. Now, his name will never disappear from the heart of man. And there are those that had the biggest concert around the globe and nobody knows them. Talk to me, somebody. Now, where God raised him from, they didn't have much people there. Now, at that time, there were as many as 100,000 people. And all they knew was just pleasure. Talk to me, somebody. And you see, God moves in time and seasons. Come looking here. Whereas in Nigeria, where they pull, there are over how many? I don't know how many in Nigeria. Over millions of people in Nigeria. So in Nigeria, you have 1,000 people. It's normal. It's not a big church. Talk to me, somebody. It's a normal thing. Because the people are many. 36 states. I praise God. So just imagine you are in a place of 1 million people and somebody has 50 million people and you want to compare your country, you'll be sick. Somebody said you are stressed because you want to compare your 1 year results to 40 years of results. You'll be stressed. Hallelujah. You'll be stressed. Last weekend, there was a football. One of my sons played football. He's broken. His leg is broken. Do you know why? He hasn't played for a very long time. It's simple. You see, we are trying to fast forward things. And you see, God does not fast forward things. He says, be in alignment with his voice. You see, destiny for fulfillment is not huge. You've made it difficult. Life is not enjoyment. It's fulfillment. Did you hear that? People are in a haste. People are in a haste to do some things that God's not asked them for. They ask Adeboye, so what is your greatest message you can preach to people? He says, obey God. He said, the best thing you can do is to obey. He says, obey his voice and you enjoy his benefits. God told me 9 years ago, he says, let me be the one that will pay the bills. The only thing is that keep making the order, and the order shall come from me when I say so. Say destiny. So in destiny, you don't choose where to go to. He has to lead you. Because success must have a location. You can't wake up and say, I want to go to America, when God has not said so. You don't enter a country because they give you a visa. You enter because of his voice. The voice of God is a visa you need in your passport. Am I communicating? One Cameroonian guy came to this church years ago. He came here. I don't call his name. Some of you might know him. And I told him that I see a gift in you. And that the best way to work in an auction is to go to America. And I says, if you apply here, you deny you access. So go to Cameroon. A prophet of God. What do you mean? When I can get a visa to UK or any other country, as God says, go to Cameroon. He went to Cameroon, and guess what? The person that sat behind the counter to interview him was his best friend. So it wasn't about what will you go in America get about. But I was, how is school? How's life? They spoke for 30 minutes. And so, yeah, 30 years. God is good. He says, prof, this is serious. He says, prof. He says, I didn't go with any documents and they just gave me access like that. Praise God. You see, you cannot walk in the very life until God tells you what to do. His voice must be your place of residence. Do you hear me? His voice must be what? Your place of residence. You must live in that voice. The voice must become your house. You can't just wake up and do any kind of physical investment if it's not dealing with you. It will be hard for you. Because any project you want to do has a physical ordinance. And your attention is so important to you and your destiny. So God says, focus on what will make you better. There was nothing important about the life of the patriarchs that God instructed them to do that. From where they had to stay, look at Isaac. Everyone is suffering. God says, please, you stay here. Who would want to live in a land of poverty? Watch me. Do you know how it feels when everybody is looking for a way to make things happen and God says, go the other way around? You will look stupid before people. My enemies are coming. He says, I shouldn't run. I should stretch forth my rod. The water will open. Water will open. Not because I pray, because the water will see the rod. Let's be honest. How do you feel like? During the COVID time, I watched how some of these ISIS, they were killing Christians with blunt knife. Can you imagine? They will shoot them. I watched a couple and I was in tears. I said, what is this serious? They asked the pastor to deny Jesus Christ. And I saw the pastor holding the hand of the wife, saying that this is the life God promised us. that we will not die in pain, we will die in victory. Meanwhile, you just lost your you've lost your children in front of you. They died in pain with gunshot. And he says, let us rejoice because the King of Glory is coming. Hello? And they literally shoot your wife's head. And he says, God told me I shouldn't cry because the joy is bigger. Huh? Say, destiny. Kaya. Am I teaching here? So if there's any decision you've taken in your life that God did not speak, pray about it now. Do you know why? Because anything that has your heart has your life. Anything. Even if it is good and God did not speak and he has your heart, the enemy can use that to fight you. Watch me. The devil does not only use evil things to destroy. He can use good to kill. Good to can kill. When the good is not godly. Am I teaching it? Praise God. So God has to lead you. God, this thing I'm doing, is it your voice? When God says yes, then go. That is how people live destined life. Because what you now do will not be about who you are or what you want to become. It's about the image he wants men to see through you as himself. David says, for ye are gods. For ye are gods. For ye are gods. I bless already. Yes. If God does not come to man and God does not help you understand life, you will change things. You were here last week when a guy gave a testimony online of how I told him he shouldn't listen to a particular gospel song. I didn't say all songs are bad. I said, I called the name of the song and God said, don't listen to this. Let me see my hand if you're there. He shouldn't listen to a particular gospel song. And he says that is his best music group. He listens to them. And God told me, the reason why you've been denied visa 5 years to America is because anytime you play the song, Holy Ghost go behind. I was like, how can somebody play a gospel song and Holy Ghost will go behind? And God told me, the person or the people that sang the songs, they don't know God. God told me that these men are strangers to him. So they are singing as though they know God, but their heart is not right. So they are singing, God will love you, and God says, I don't see myself in you. So he can't call what you offer a gospel song. Meanwhile, the first song of a man is a heart, not what you sing. So when they sing as though they are praising God. You see, and it makes sense because Jesus will tell us on judgment day that some of you, you use the name of Jesus to heal the sick, and I'll say, go behind, I never knew you. Like, what? So I told this guy that I says, don't play this song as you go to the embassy. That's only if you want to win or get a visa. So he says he was there and there was fear in his heart. And something told him that, listen to the gospel. He says, Kai, if the prophet says this, I won't listen to it. He got there and there are 18 people. Can you imagine 18 people that are about to apply for the US to get their scholarship over to USA? Guess what happened? They had to reject all the 17 people. 17 people. They flew from Ghana to Switzerland. 17. They bounced them. No. He got to him and says, we are waiting for you. And that was it. So I'm like, So if God would tell someone not to listen to a particular gospel song because of the altar's heart, what then is integrity? Because you want to judge a man based on how blameless they look before men. Don't get me wrong. Everybody wants to be around a man that has a clean sheet. But listen to me. Listen to me. Purity begins with the spirit. Did you hear me? You didn't hear me. Haven't you seen a bona fide believer speaking in tongues? And they have nothing wrong they would do that would make society frown on them. But what they can is evil at heart. I'm telling you. Am I complicating you? What made the devil devil? They not start with the physical sins he committed. The spirit got contaminated. Destiny! The life at work in Christ that he deposits in you. Acts chapter 7, verse 22. I'm ending now. I bless today. Give me the strength, please. Father, You are too good. God, you are too faithful. We sing, God is able to do just what he says he will do. He's gonna fulfill every reproach. Lift up the song for me. We see. Don't give up on God, cause he will give up on you. We say, God is able to do, wait, God, church, just what he says
he will do.
He's gonna fulfill it. He's gonna
fulfill
every
promise to you.
Don't give up, say, don't give up on God, cause he won't give up on you. We say, he's able. Are we there? Oh, please, 20, 22, please. He's gonna fulfill, see, he's gonna fulfill every promise. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty words and indeed. In verse 23, when he was 40 years old, can you imagine? It came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. Remember, at that time he was groomed as an Egyptian prince. He didn't know he was an Israeli. It was the Holy Ghost that compressed upon his heart that you are not an Egyptian, you are actually an Israeli. Look at me. You discover talents, but you bring to destiny. Do you know why? Destiny is the life of Christ. It is too big to encapsulate in giftings. Giftings are part of the matching game. Don't give up on God, cause he will give up on you. Place your hand on your chest before I end. Just pray, Lord, open my understanding, open my eyes. Give me the grace to obey your voice. Give me the grace to know what you think of me. Give me the grace to listen to you. Anywhere you are, those watching online, Lord, give me the grace. Give me the grace to listen to you. May I not live the life I want to live. I want to live the life that you have it. May I not take any decision. Any decision our first lift of us.
Remendo pesu Maria Patenege Vilatana, Lebero Pesco Mende Venosas of Ramadine Begay, Zapayada Bahoska Payada Baha, in La Pahoska Peremede Venetia, in La Bracosca Pelo Samaria Patenego Vida, Mandecopa Sumayada Bahale, Rabacapaya, Ascella, or Rapacopa Somende Pelo Maria Natale, Rabacapaya, in Lebesomina Venegatoria Mande Penegizuatas.
He was learned in all the wisdom that life at that time wanted him to know. But God says, nah, it's out of order. Are you blessed, somebody? Yes. Please, three things, and I'm done. How do I discover destiny? How do I know what to think of me? How do I know that this is the destiny you have in mind for me? Three things, and I'm done with you. Are you blessed already? Keep it up for me. This is powerful. You should listen to this on podcast. Our brother here, he told me, right, that he's been blessed powerfully because of our podcast messages. Yes. Our media guys are working so hard. Three things to do. The first thing God would help you do or help you have when he wants to show you destiny, that he would release a message in your heart. Destiny begins from the inside. The first key in finding destiny is to walk in a broken heart. Watch me. This was why David was called the New Testament prophet, even though he lived in the olden days. Because he was raised in a generation where people offer sacrifice to God by giving God goats, cows, sheep, lambs, oxen. and says, ah, but all these things we keep giving God, he has them in abundance. So how will God be impressed by something that has no life, if it makes sense? Because the animal cannot talk. These are physical animals. They've been there since. So what makes God happy then? And God told him that the way the animals struggle for their life when you're killing them is the way I want a man to struggle in keeping a good heart. And he says, wow, this is powerful. He says, a broken heart will God not reject. He says, just as the way the animal wants to fight, he says, fight to break the heart so God can trust. And God says, indeed, you're a prophet. Hey. You see, some of you may judge the evil the sin has committed, but the man was revelation. He was too deep to understand times and seasons. Are you blessed?
Yes.
So you discover what God has called you for. You discover destiny through a very deep contemplation in the heart. He speaks to your man's heart.
Yes.
Yes. He gives you a revelation of himself to you. You see, don't be quick to call anybody a friend who does not share in the hunger you have. They will kill you. Some time ago, somebody came to my office and placed a petition at my feet, and I sacked the person out. Not because I was being harsh, because I realized the person's worship to God was not based on what God can do for them. I can't stand when people say, God must do this for me before I know he's good. May I forget? God?
Why is God, when all the children are done, he's still God? He's still God. He's still God. Why do good people die? Evil people live longer because they'll stay longer in hell. They'll live longer in hell. So let them enjoy it now.
That's what revelation do.
They'll stay long there. Ah!
Apostle Paul says, now where I am is not by myself again. You believe that? It's not by myself again. God can bless you. The issue is your heart is not broken. It can bless. But your heart is connected to material things, like the wife of Lot. You're looking behind. Go forward. No, let me think of the jewels. I said, but there are gold ahead of you. You see, the beauty of your future is far better than the history of the past. Man, the gift is so powerful. But your heart is telling you move and you want to stay. God, I've wasted time. Wasted time when he's God? When he has time? See, no matter how spiritual people want to become, sometimes we want to emotionally allow God feel our pain. Eh? Be strong, not to go by feelings. Be hard. The preachings of Paul that were given to us were given. 90% came out from prison. Prison, I write with all joy. Their prison is not today prison. American prison is simple now. They have gym. Some even go to school in prison. That's a new life in prison. These days, they even allow certain preachers to go and preach to them. So they even give their life to Christ in prison. That's a whole life on it now. At least, you don't eat good food, but at least you're okay. It's better now, at least. They even good food there. Chicken. Praise God. But in those days, darkness. When we moved to our house in Ghana, there was no physical light. It was a new area. So we had, the kettle with the kerosene. Hey! The lamp, thank you. I used to be scared. So anytime Mama sends me up, I have to call Mimi to follow me. Because, you see, the shadow will create a strange human being. I said, hey! What if I go and something catches me? So for Ezio, so I'm like, please follow me, let's go. And something, the speed at which I come, I was so scared something will catch me. And I remember in the day I'll be watching a Zonko movie, and the movies are very strange. So the pictures in my mind, can you imagine? Just imagine you watch Karishika in the day and at night, you'll be hearing sound. Somebody say amen. And there's nothing to. My late auntie, she brought some dolls, right, to Mimi years ago. Yes, they look like human beings, very huge, very, very huge. And one time was light off. I fell asleep and I woke up. He was looking at me. I said, Jesus Christ, who is in this? It was stomach. I said, Jesus Christ, what is this? Praise God. So just total darkness writing an epistle, and you realize it came from the light in your heart, and today it still remains fresh. I bless somebody. Clap your hands together for Jesus. Yes. So destinies are born out of deep contemplations. He will speak to your heart. He will speak to your heart. He'll tell you, I've called you for this. You see, the voice of God, it comes in many ways, just that you don't know how he speaks to you. When you find out how he speaks to you, you know he has spoken to you. You want to hear audibly. Meanwhile, he has given you sight at night. Yours may be a dream. So the fact somebody hears and speak, and you see and speak, doesn't make it better than Allah. He may speak by discernment. He can even use someone's case to advise you. You see, the reason why we don't use all these things as God's ultimate means of speaking is because people may use experience as inspiration. He will speak to you and say, you are this, you are that, you are this, you are that, you are this, you are that. Now, when God begins to speak with you, have three things, and I'm done with you. Number one, be in a good association. Find yourself among good people. People that inspire. Those that can let you grow fast. That is why most people discover who they are when they are alone. In fact, it is better to be alone than to be among people. Those that when you hear them speak, it inspires you. A lady gave a testimony. No, powerful testimony. Of how somebody shared my service on their Zoom. I told you that you can be a member in this church and not believe in the gift of Karen. And that's okay. You can be here and not be part of us. I'm telling you, it's a tribe in the spirit. Oh. Element tacos. Saw how I was giving a deliverance in a dream and told our doctor, how does the dream of your pastor say, then come and join? And the kind of thing that began to happen to her. You see, your answer is connected to the man God's mind for you. I used to believe that all prophets are powerful to give blessings. God to me, no. God, when it concerns miracles that pertain to destiny, you need a destined prophet for that. The prophet sent by God to you. There were many prophets that could prophesy. Simon was a prophet, but he could not baptize Christ. It was John the Baptist meant to baptize him. So you clap your hands. God is able to do. Wave your hands, church. Just what he says, he will do. You're closing now. He's gonna fulfill. See, he's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up, say. Don't give up on God. We say, cause he will give up on you. He's able. So when God gives you the ability to walk among good people, understand the power of mental transformation. You see, it is important to work on your mind. What did I say? It's important to work on your mind. Your mind is something to work on every day. Because every day the enemy will bring about things to change the way you think. It is easier for people to believe in what is impossible than what is possible. People are hard in thinking of what looks impossible. Meanwhile, God starts from impossibility. I told you years ago that the word imagination has two words. Imagine a nation. So whenever you go anywhere and people say, look at things from the physical perspective, just imagine a nation. It's called imagination. Why? This can be. It should be. It is possible. Does it make sense? So, change the way you think. Don't be conformed. Watch me. Forget culture and think like believers. Forget culture. At this age, you are still blaming somebody. You are a child. If somebody had held my hands, I'd be a better version. Now that the person has left you, become a better version of yourself. Talk to me, somebody. You are blaming somebody now. Don't worry, you still give it to children. And it will shock you that life may present certain things to you and you'll be worse than before. Watch me. History will never die, because history would go back and repeat itself. So when you have the eyes to see what happened in the past, work on the character not to allow it to happen to you. Mental transformation. Number 3, work with a burning desire. A burning desire. What is your greatest concern? What makes you uncomfortable? What takes your sleep away from you? Are you blessed already? What are you willing to let go just because you want to walk in the fulfillment of the life? Some people have nothing. That is why I tell some people to fast for this. It's a burden for them. My work is hard. You don't work like me, so you understand. Apostle Paul was right. He says the most difficult work on earth is to do ministry. You know, as a pastor, you can't have emotions. Does it make sense? You are happy the next minute, and then next minute you are sad. That's ministry for you. Because you're expected to laugh with those who are happy. God is good. A lady gave a testimony years ago, if you remember. She came to this church and prophesied to her. And I said, God says you're going for a court meeting. And the person I'll prosecute you will sleep. Remember? You're not here. Oh, then you are. I called you in a special time. Years ago, people used to call me Major One. Years ago. You're shocked, right? We did that yesterday. We were here. Are you blessed? So 2012 and 24 is 12 years now. Yes. I tell the lady that God says the judge will sleep. He said, ah, prof, what do you mean? He said, he will sleep. He said, ah, prof. I said, at 11:25, he will sleep. Then they told me that, ah, young man, take it easy, take it easy. Take it easy. He says, it's not Africa. He said, I know, but God told me, I heckle. Sleep. He says, relax. Is this sleep as in vision sleep or as in sleep? Then he says, are you sure? White man will sleep. So my dad was shaking. I said, God says you do it. You see, when you give prophecy and your father says, you were like, hey, is God really speaking here? So she went there in faith. So they began to talk. At 11:25, the man slept. Slept for 1 hour. Here, Belgium. Powerful testimony. 2 weeks after that, I was having service and I said, there's somebody here. I see some people going for a burial. So don't go, because they poison the meat. And then coincidentally for her, her father died. So the members felt that because I gave the prophecy and it happened, maybe they felt that it was about her father. And so she got angry and said, okay, then that's okay. Since the church didn't come for my funeral after coming to church. That's ministry for you. Will you lose your desire to preach because someone offended you? Ministry, be ready to lose people. Because everybody thinks different of you. You preach a message, someone says, Kai, you are preaching against me. The way the prophet look at me, he has heard my case somewhere. He's using my message. The person hailing you among the is also speaking evil of you about somebody somewhere. Yeah. They don't care about, yes, it's like that in life. But there should be a burning passion in you. It does not quench because of circumstances.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 9209 0454 or email us at office@benjaminfodjo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjo. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminFodjo. And on WhatsApp is www.benjaminfodjo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. The vision, the mission, the passion.